Dr. Paul Willis is known as a science journalist and broadcaster, formerly a presenter for ABC TV's Catalyst. He is a respected leader in the science community, and as the director of RI Oz, he is instrumental in determining the direction of the National Science Hub as it continues its mission of bringing science to people and people to science. Over the past 10 years, he's held many fascinating jobs, including a stint as curator of vertebrates at the Maclay Museum at the University of Sydney, and a 9-month assignment in Bonn, Germany, measuring dead crocodiles. He received the Eureka Prize for the Communication of Science in 2000 for Science in the Pub, and in 2008 he presented the inaugural Reg Sprigg Memorial Lecture.
I found my first fossil when I was 6.
Yeah? Wow.
And I've been fascinated by fossils ever since. Mm-hmm. And lucky enough to actually follow that passion through to do paleontology at university, do a PhD looking at fossil crocodiles. Along the way, I realised two things. One, there's not a lot of jobs for someone who knows a lot about dead crocodiles.
Oh.
And two, that I had a parallel love for explaining science, particularly telling the stories of science to people who weren't scientific.
Mm.
And that developed throughout, well, look, again, ever since I was a kid, I was telling stories about science. But whilst doing my PhD, we were encouraged to get out there and write articles for magazines and talk to radio stations and whoever would listen, communicate our science.
Mm.
And then when I got to the end of the PhD and couldn't find a job as a paleontologist, I was fortunate enough to see a position as a trainee for a science broadcaster at the ABC. And that started 14 years of radio and television mayhem.
Brilliant. And now you're the director of RI Oz. What's the experience been like?
Oh, look, after 14 years on television and on radio, it was time for a change. And this has been an incredible change, a very steep learning curve, crossing over that threshold from worker to management. I'm learning a lot as I go. But most importantly, RI Oz is positioned as a new player in the field of science communication, or rather, I prefer science engagement in Australia.
Ah.
We're actually set up to have a look at how can we do things differently, how can we do things in a more engaging way. We're charged with having discussions about science on a national basis. Well, look, having a discussion about science is child's play, you know, that I've been doing that all my life. How do you get the whole nation involved in that discussion without jumping on aeroplanes and doing the same event all over the country? That's a different kettle of fish.
Mm.
And so we're using online technology to be able to live stream events so that people can be involved no matter where they are and actually ask questions of our talent. If I could give an example, like last month we had a live video hookup in high definition to Mawson Base in Antarctica.
Yeah.
That discussion between Adelaide and Antarctica went live to the internet. It was not only picked up across Australia, it was picked up by people in the UK, the USA, France and Canada, and they were actually asking questions via me of people in Antarctica using Twitter and our chat room.
Brilliant.
So, you know, we have the facility to have an international event spanning four continents. And that really is how we actually engage that, how we get people using that, what sort of things do you put onto that sort of a platform to make it interesting, to tell the stories of science. You know, that's a challenge of this job that I absolutely relish.
Yeah. Now, speaking of challenges, when you're at Science Rewired, you're going to be one of the many people who are going to be engaging us with survival guide with online science and traps and pitfalls. What are some of the challenges you faced?
Oh, that's a very good question. Yeah. Look, I think the thing is that the online space is one that most of us, very few, I don't think anybody fully understands. And not a lot of people are thinking about it with the kind of intensity that they need to. Look, a classic example is, both Fairfax and News Limited are being chastised at the moment because they're not doing the thinking they should have done 20 years ago about how to engage with the online environment. And now they're trying to play catch-up. Well, seeing as we are operating largely in the online environment, it's caused me to do a lot of thinking beyond the sorts of online stuff that I was doing at the ABC through the ABC Science Online, through the web pages in support of Catalyst, to realize that, you know, the whole playing field has changed. The whole context of media, no longer will big media organizations be necessary to talk to audiences on a timetable in a linear way when they want to do it. Now everybody can talk to anybody they want to. It's a completely anarchic field out there. And the problem is that what it's produced is a sea of mediocrity. There's too much out there that's not really brilliant content. Everyone's blogging and vodcasting, and you can't possibly take it all in. And so what's going to happen? My suspicion is that we're going to see sort of islands of excellence, if you like, aggregators that bring together the best science content or content of any particular subject. And these won't be, they will in part be the old media players, the old television stations going online, the old newspapers going online. But because of the economics of it, a charity like us can become a hub for science content. And, these are the sorts of issues and landscapes that I'm thinking through and seeing just how we can operate effectively in that environment.
Yeah. Now, of course, one of the wonderful things about Science Rewired is that you get to have all these fabulous people interested in science turning up, and you're running a Cafe Scientific as well the night before.
Yeah, xenotransplantation. What organs do you take out of an animal and stick into a human? And what are the
Yuck.
Yes. we were actually contemplating reverse xenotransplantation. What organs would you take out of a human and put into an animal? Which actually isn't as silly as it sounds, because they are talking about using animal hosts as breeder machines for human organisms to... human organs to regrow a diseased organ using stem cells from a patient, grow them up in an animal. Lots of interesting and provocative discussions, and we'll be having them as part of the Cafe Scientific here at the Science Exchange in the middle of Adelaide on the 10th of October. Now, again, that will be live streamed, so you don't have to be in Adelaide to be part of the conversation.
Oh, we're going to have to do a tweet up, get everyone who is able to be there in person and be there via live stream to all catch up together.
Most definitely.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. Thanks so much for talking to me, Paul.
My pleasure.